It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Excuse me, but you don't have to get snippy about it.
Ron, am I too egotistical to think I could have done a good job?
No.
But at least one of those guys.
He would have been a much better Bush and probably a better Gore, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
The one that was good, I thought, was Joe Lieberman. We're talking about the HBO show that was on this weekend. What was it called? The
Recount.
Recount.
Recount. You know, my thoughts on that, I don't know. The rap on that movie is they took a little too much artistic license with the storyline. And
I don't know. It was so entertaining, though.
I'm playing Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, sure. This guy can pick.
Yeah.
Just call me Mr. ADD.
I think Ricky Skaggs would have made a good Al Gore.
Let me tell you something. The only problem I have with the whole Recount movie.
Yeah.
Ed Begley.
Oh, and that hair?
Ed Begley. Ed Begley Jr.
I like the movie. I thought it was good.
Well, it's, you know, it comes from your point of view and my point of view as well, but I just thought it lacked a little credibility. It really, really
There's
did.
A school of thought that said it went too soft on the Republicans.
Really?
Yes. All I know is after I watched it, I told Carrie, I said, that's the scariest thing I've seen since Saw. Because if that's even partially the way it went down
and
behind
it
the
is.
Scenes,
yeah,
that's
it really
horrifying.
Is, though.
It, and it happened in our lifetime, and that's what's weird.
Yeah, I thought Laura Dern did a great job
fantastic.
As Kathleen Harris.
Yes, she did.
Really fantastic.
Incredible. She stole the show.
Let's go to Joe in Sacramento. Joe, what can we do for you?
Hello, is Beth Ann McBride available?
Hold on just
oh,
I'll
it's
get
Alec Baldwin.
Hold on just a second.
Hello. Yes,
Beth
this
Ann,
is,
you,
this is
are
Beth
you
Ann.
Congested this morning? Hello.
Yes, I'm right here.
You sound different, Beth Ann.
Is this Jorge?
You sound very different.
Yeah, well, you sound like Jorge.
Are you my yam bag, fat boy.
Yeah. Are you Jorge? Oh, he hung up.
That went well.
Yes, I know. That was delightful.
You spoiled
thank
his
you.
Ruse.
I know. I wanted to, though. That was my goal. All right, we got the audio ball coming up, but first of all, Mr. Burbank, I have some questions for you.
Very good. I shall do my
best,
as always.
Only one question.
All right.
Are you addicted to pornography?
Not sure, but I'm going to say no.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm awfully fond of it.
You might not know whether you are.
Well, let's find out.
Here are seven ways to tell.
Seven.
If you have a serious problem with porno.
Oh, well, now you've changed it.
Why?
Well, addiction, serious problem, two entirely different things, as you know very well.
That sounds like denial. That sounds like denial already.
Doesn't it?
Here are seven ways to tell if you have a serious problem, according to a new book called The Porn Trap. Beth Ann? Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I just have to ask, though. This would be a wonderful guy. To have on the show.
Oh, the guy responsible for this quiz, this test.
Well, to get him on the show, the author of the book.
Be a good guest.
The Porn Trap, the Essential Guide to Overcoming Problems. Oh, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Overcoming Problems, not interested.
Point and counterpoint.
If it's really. If it would be a guy that was going to discuss the benefits of pornography, I'd want to talk to him.
Who needs to have those explained to them?
Buzz, number one, you've become antisocial.
I don't believe so, no.
You never return my calls.
What?
Let me offer this.
Yes.
Have you ever turned down an opportunity to hang out with your friends or a little one-on-one time with your lady just so you could sit at home and watch Japanese lesbians do dirty things to each other?
No, I've never done that. I've never passed up on a social opportunity in favor of porn.
I'm trying to think. I probably haven't myself.
No, I don't think so.
I'm feeling pretty good about this right now.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think, though, if it was even if it was a social event where you didn't want to be there.
Yeah,
if you had, like, an invite to something, but you said, man, if I have some alone time, I'll be able to just me and the I've done
right.
that.
I'm dutiful. No, if I need to go, I'll go, and I'll look at the porn later.
Is that why you weren't at the embassy?
Yeah, that's exactly why I didn't make the embassy function. Number two.
Yes?
You're lying to your partner. At one time, your relationship was completely open and honest, but now you're lying to cover for your obsession with online filth.
No, she knows.
Does that sound familiar?
No, it doesn't, because she knows about my obsession with online filth.
Okay.
It's way out in the open.
I forgot Buzz has an open relationship.
In internet terms, yes.
Oh, dear. You no longer consider your partner attractive. If you're no longer attracted to you, that's number three. If you're no longer attracted to your girlfriend because she's not as hot as a porno star, that's a problem. Also, your girlfriend is actually willing to get naked with you, which no porno star ever would. So that's
true.
Pretty,
but
obvious,
no, I still like all women.
Okay.
You're still firmly grounded in reality.
Number four, your sex life with your partner is suffering.
Yeah, Buzz.
Physically, Buzz, your body can only perform so many times in a day.
That's right.
If you're so busy having sex with yourself, This can apply to all of us, I think, in here. How are you ever going to be able to get it on with your lady? She's a lady.
See, again, not a problem. It's all proper planning. It's all about time management. If you spread things out properly, you won't have that conflict.
I really, you know, I think
like
you're right.
Taking antibiotics.
I think you're right about that. But I think that everybody's sex life, if you like porn on any level, every guy's sex life with their partner has been affected by their love of porn at one time or another. Would that be a fair assumption?
I would say their sex life affected their love of porn.
I'm going to say that the love of porn actually may have enhanced
how about
the sex
that?
Life.
Rob Spewag.
Thank you.
What? Their love of porn enhanced their sex life?
Yeah, in my case,
I think that's true. Colleague, the distinguished man from Virginia, is telling the truth. You are a liar, Buzz Burbank.
I'm not lying.
Now, it, really.
That's another lie.
This does sound like Argument Wednesday.
No, to answer that, you can actually learn things from porn, techniques and the like that you might not have seen or been aware of or considered before.
But here's the point. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I know there are people listening that have experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
You are planning an evening out.
Mm-hmm.
You get it done.
Clean the pipes.
Mano y mano. You clean your pipes and later on or that afternoon, your significant other decides that she wants to get jiggy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you lost a little bit of your mojo and you might not be totally, in the mood to do that, sometimes to the point of where you've lost all your mojo because of that. I know I'm not the only one that's experienced
some of
that
the urgency is gone.
And sometimes I'm pissed off at it too because it's like, oh my God, a golden opportunity to have something better.
Fill up on junk food when you could have had steak?
Thank you, Rob. Exactly.
But I plan my time better than that.
There is not a time in your life with your partner where you seriously watched a porno, got into yourself, and then, really weren't totally in the mood.
And then she showed up and said, let's go.
Right.
I can't think of any instance of that happening.
Not to even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I recall no instance like that.
And you never fart.
No, I didn't say that. Of course I do.
We have
evidence of that.
You know, I love working with you, but right now I could kill you.
I love it when I make you angry.
Are you addicted to killing people?
The habit is causing you distress. Now, do you ever feel like a perv for loving pornography so much that you spend entire days in front of the computer?
Yeah, see,
this is
crazy.
For people that are really...
Yeah.
But I'm sure
there are people
to admit this.
They're all online.
877-365-3636. I did not want to give the phone number out, and you should be ashamed that I had to, but call us right now if you're a porn
addict. There are people who do pass up on social opportunities because of their love of porn, and those people are, in fact, pornography addicts.
You are engaging in risky behaviors. Have you ever found yourself doing something that you might not otherwise do? Maybe you've answered a casual encounter ad on Craigslist, or you're looking at material that could get you in trouble with Johnny Law.
No, I haven't either. No, that's scary territory.
That's kiddie porn, basically,
stay away
right?
from that stuff.
Yeah, I would think that's where they're
It would be exclusively kiddie porn, and that's the sick stuff.
Right.
Either way, it's not good, and you should probably get some professional help before your moronic behavior destroys your life. You've had a situation where maybe you knocked one out mano a mano with oneself, and you weren't ready for a little gymnastic activity.
Whenever you go out on a trip, you want to have a full tank of gas. That's ideal. And sometimes if you don't have a full tank,
it ain't going to work that well.
The trip isn't as good.
It's this simple. My wife works. I work at home during the day. So if I have alone time, it happens in the morning or during the day like that, and that gives me plenty of hours of recovery time before she gets home at night. I've never had that conflict.
Sometimes there's many, many minutes that go by when he doesn't IM me back in the morning.
See, I rest my case and my hand.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'll believe you for now.
All right. Thank you.
So that means you're like, and it's not necessarily a question of being ready. It's just being psychologically ready, and sometimes maybe.
In the zone.
Oh, psychologically. My heart, my mind, they're always there. Now, I thought you were talking about just physically, and
well,
that hasn't
physically,
happened either.
All right. Yeah. So you're always there. Always, anytime that you're, then you're always in the mood then.
Always in the mood, not always physically able. Maybe I'm tired. Maybe she's tired.
Gotcha.
Everybody experiences that.
Maybe you're busy because John Mayer keeps calling you asking for tips.
Exactly.
Okay, Rob. Let's open up the buzz for now. We will table this discussion.
All right.
We could revisit it at any time.
I think we should.
But once again, he is the incredible. Iron Man, that should not be a movie. That should be Buzz Burbank. Let's open
the vault's open.
Audio vault. What do we have today on our wonderful audio vault, Rob?
Let us begin with I know everyone, at least of our gender, is sick of Sex and the City, right?
Yeah, well, I think Sex and the City is a chick flick. We know that.
And
yeah.
Kim Cattrall, Cattrall, was on the Today Show today. And I think it's nice that they did the movie for the fans.
Good. I am so excited because we have had those two premieres in London and Berlin, but I didn't see it. I waited to come home to New York to see it with my friends and my family. So this tonight, you know, I feel like a bit of a virgin. It's going to be my first
for
audience.
Change. Yeah.
For change, exactly. So this is going to be it. So I can't wait because we did it for the fans.
Did it for the fans.
And to have all these people supporting us in the audience all over the world, it seems, it's very exciting.
And the reaction of the fans, as you said to me in the break, from day one of shooting.
Her face is very wide.
Yes, it is. I still would do Kim Cattrall, though.
Yeah, me too.
I still think she's better. It would be her or Kristen Davis. Those two would be fine.
Sure.
And maybe, really, I saw Sarah Jessica Parker on Letterman the and she just knows how to present herself a little bit.
There's something about her.
A little angular, you know, a little bony, not a fan.
No, yeah, a little bony.
But Cynthia Nixon, bye-bye.
Maybe back in her Square Pegs days, you could have done her.
Ann Curry.
We've played this tape already. I'd like to hear it again.
Me
I think
too.
It's magnificent.
Is this Ann Curry stumbling on the Today Show?
Yeah, they had a little boy on today who has, I guess, half of an arm and no legs.
Okay. Oh, okay. I saw that. The kid that gets around by skateboard.
And Ann Curry is just a great broadcaster. Let's hear how she talks to
him.
Now, listen, I just saw you do a handstand on your skateboard. I saw you... I can't even say them all. Play the drums. Where did you get all this sort of, I guess, mostly a feeling of limitless? In other words, not feeling limited.
Jesus.
Where did you get that?
You know what it is? I'll tell you what the problem
Please
is.
Please do. Please
this is
explain.
Where the short circuit occurs.
The hell happened,
Ann Curry though? Is interviewing the handicapped boy that doesn't have any arms, any legs, and gets around by skateboard, and he can do all these like flips and tricks and stuff. And she is trying to be.
He's a stud boy. He can do tricks.
She has totally
let him run.
Lost her ability to think because she's trying so hard to be sweet and loving Ann Curry,
right?
And it just malfunctions.
Uh-huh. She is really not. And you know what was really great is we don't have this because it was more visual when Tiki Barber came out and gave him a skateboard, and the little boy is crying, and Tiki says, "I wrote on it, 'You're an inspiration.'"
Yeah, thanks,
and it was
Tiki.
Just, yeah, thanks, Tiki. That was great.
I guess that wasn't written for Tiki either.
No, he does what he can.
Let's go to Cherry in Spokane. Ah. Cherry in Spokane. Great cops on Spokane over the weekend, too. That's a rough little town in certain areas of Spokane,
really?
Washington. Cherry, what can we do for you?
Well, I actually had a question for Buzz, because he was saying it doesn't have an effect, but I was wondering if he's ever talked to his wife to see if she's noticed the difference.
We should ask her. I haven't. She hasn't said anything, so I'm going to presume it's not a problem.
I know one thing in that situation: it sometimes makes a short drive longer.
That's not always a good thing, though.
No, but sometimes the females enjoy that.
Yeah, that's right. I should say sometimes. It's nice to hear from Cherry, but only one guy wanted to call to talk about the porn addiction.
Of course.
Do you have a porn addict in your life, Cherry?
I wouldn't say an addict, but I would say that I have noticed the problem that you're talking about.
Like he'll basically be master of his own domain and then he's not ready for you?
Or it takes too long, or just a lack of intensity.
Well, you should know one thing that all of my partners over the years have said. It can never take too long, Cherry.
Exactly.
And with a name like Cherry, have you ever been in the porn business?
No, I never have.
Okay, very good.
She got the way to move me, Cherry.
Cherry, baby. Well, thanks for calling, Cherry.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Here she goes. Cherry.
Interesting.
500-pound Cherry.
No.
Sorry. No, I'm terribly sorry. Yes, Bob, what else do we have, Robin?
Do you want to hear just real quick Jimmy Kimmel's Week in Unnecessary Censorship?
Please do. It's
you
one of my favorites.
This.
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest, we have made it. It is the f***ing results show.
I'm Terry Seymour.
And I'm the big
And the big is the new American Idol.
Christy and Mark, Jason and Edita will go head-to-head for their last round of judges' scores. One of them will leave here tonight with a very shitty trophy.
Can Hillary Clinton f*** her way onto the Democratic ticket?
If you are a Hillary supporter and Barack Obama f***s another woman, I would think they might find that offensive.
I'm at the front, my whole 12 inches of up his ass.
Mysterious cave, a lost city of gold. And watch out, thousands of f***ing bugs, far more frightening than all previous f***ing bugs.
That was Gene Shalit
That's
at the end.
That's fantastic.
And the last thing I have is I know that you enjoyed the Love Fest today with Matt Lauer and Jim Nantz.
These two men were ready to climb on top of one another, Buzz. It was
also
pretty disgusting to watch.
Something we don't get to hear very often is, I think, a little bit of a sleepy Jim Nantz.
Oh, good.
I'm going to move ahead a little bit past the setup.
Okay, very good. Jim Nantz was plugging his book that he plugged on this show.
His
right.
Love of sports began with his father, who proudly watched Jim turn a childhood passion into a very, very successful career.
Wow.
Now, as his father copes with Alzheimer's disease, Jim reflects on their special bond in a new book that's already a bestseller. It's called Always by My Side, A Father's Grace and a Sports Journey Unlike Any Other. Hey, Jim, nice to have you
here. It's great to be with you, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, my friend.
And we're going to get to that in a second. Memoir or tribute? How would you describe this book?
You know, I think it's a book of lessons about life. I really felt like this was my father's to inspire me to write a story that would reach people about life and love and other universal themes that I believe he stood for.
Something curious about it. Your dad is still alive. He's in late stages of Alzheimer's, and yet in a couple of occasions, a couple of places in the book, you refer to him.
Skip ahead. Skip ahead. It gets a little lovey-dovey.
You know, I do that just in...
But you hear he's got the lower, I'm not quite awake.
Right.
Thoughts, Jimmy, that I wish my dad would be able to read this.
Really, in a way, that's the thing that was the impetus to write the book. I wanted to find a way to have my father represented on what would be the greatest sports father-son road trip of all time. So I found the goodness
the patriotic
in my
music.
Father. Through right. others.
Okay.
The ones that really espouse the same things and universal themes that my father believed in. Okay. Love and loyalty.
Of all the Jim Nantzes right. in the world, okay. he really is Thank the Jim Nantz. Hey.
Thank you. Is there anything else on here, Rob, that's maybe funny after that? Because it really is the whole thing about,
palate
let me tell you, Matt, yes, yes, Jim, yes, mm-hmm. Matt, yes, Jim.
No.
On that note, we will take a break. We'll come back with the final buzz of the afternoon. We will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.